Somebody created on a computer a fake planning notice to say that I and my wife are building a mosque in Bunkrana. It's entirely fake. It was set up on a website. It's an example of the laws of the states playing catch up here, you know. Somebody has basically created a fake planning application. They've put Derry Journal at the top of it. And they've started circulating it on WhatsApp. It's going off phone to phone this last 48 hours. It's entirely fake. I can say right now, categorically, I nor my wife have submitted any such application. And anyone who knows me will know that that's a prank. But it's the ones out there that don't know me that you would need to explain it to them because they would believe this when they see it. It looks very genuine. It looks real. I had a phone call from an architect who's in his 60s, and he said that he was taken in by it. It was so genuine looking, you know.
Do you fear that this may have repercussions for yourself and your wife, both personally and indeed in terms of commercial and business as well?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, what somebody like me is left doing now is picking up the pieces of it. I'm going round. I went to the Derry Journal yesterday. I got them to put out a clarification statement that they did not receive any such notification, and they were very, very helpful, and they understand the danger of AI tools that are online at the moment. What you're seeing is a picture generated by an AI platform. What's coming next is voice, where they can fake people's voices. So it really is a dangerous turn of events now when the public can be taken in by what looks to be a very genuine thing. But, you know, the only measure that you can employ against such a tactic is to put out an alternative statement clarifying your position that it's not true. And that's what I've been doing this last 48 hours.
One of the phrases that's becoming almost ubiquitous in discussions of IT and computing and online at the moment is deep fake. And as you say, indeed, images can be manipulated, voice can be manipulated, video can be manipulated. You don't believe that the government is doing enough to keep up with these developments and to change the law as necessary to ensure people are protected?
Absolutely, yeah. No, there's a huge catch-up thing going on here at the moment. The people who have generated this, you could easily turn around and do the exact same thing on them if I wanted, but I'm not interested in doing that. I'm getting on with building houses in Bunkrana, badly needed. A youth club in Bunkrana, which is badly needed. These people contribute nothing to Bunkrana other than hate, disinformation. And basically, they're trying to generate a riot. You know, we've seen it played out in Dublin. They're trying to do it up here.